Now we move to lesson 36. We're looking at the first law of thermodynamics. This one now is the fourth evidence in the list. You can see it here on the first slide. Invented or brought forth by Rudolf Clausius back in 1850. And we're going to talk about how that forms one of the eight solid pieces of evidence we can put together for a past event of the universe being created from nothing, exactly as the Bible describes it. Again, with our leadoff verse being Hebrews 1:10, that clearly says that the universe was created or began by God himself. So let's go to slide 2 and take a look at what is the first law of thermodynamics. Well, it's very simple. The first law of thermodynamics shows that whenever you have an isolated system, if you take the difference between the final energy state that that system performs in versus the initial state it started with, that result is going to be equal to the heat that's being transferred into the system minus the work that's done by the system. So you can use that for any system. You can conclude yourself as a system. You can say, all right, whatever amount of energy I started with, and I look at the amount of energy I end up with when I take the difference between the two, which is the left side of the equation, I'm going to get the same amount of energy as if I had taken the heat that I'm that's being transferred into the system that's available to me minus the work that I've done in performing something. So that's how you calculate for an isolated system the first law. Now, let's think about what that really means in layman's terms. Basically, this is also known as the law of the conservation of energy. It has five rules. Rule number one says there is no new matter or energy that's coming into existence anywhere in the universe, and every bit of that original matter is still here. And secondly, the second rule, nothing is created nor destroyed. Systems using energy don't use it up. They just convert it into other energy forms. And then rule three, which is the right side of that equation, talking about heat and work, the Q and the W in that red equation. Rule three says heat and work are forms of energy transfer. A system's energy is conserved, but it changes as heat and work transfer in or out of it. And then rule number four, since nothing new will ever be created, and neither matter nor energy will ever cease to exist, the universe obeys this first law of thermodynamics. The universe is an isolated system that follows that red equation. So therefore, rule five, by rules 1 to 4 above, the universe didn't create itself. Natural law simply can't explain its origin. Einstein had a way of showing this where his famous equation E equals MC squared, it defined the first law basically by that equation, which really is just saying that matter and energy are really different forms of the same thing. Matter can be turned into energy, and energy can be turned into matter. So what the first law is really saying is the amount of stuff that's in the universe is always constant. It never gets created, never gets destroyed. And guess what? This is exactly what the Bible says. John 1, chapter 3 says, all things, not just some things, all things were made through Jesus Christ, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In other words, there's a supernatural person, someone who's outside of nature, who is able to bring mass and energy into existence. And once he brought them into existence, that mass and energy that were created by him is neither ever destroyed, and there's no new mass or energy being created. This, the Bible, predicts the first law of thermodynamics. That's lesson 36.